You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick here on RNIB Connect Radio. Hi, Elizabeth, and how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
I'm sure if we are all being honest, me included, that we all may not get enough sleep each night as we should. So, Elizabeth, why is sleep so important?
Yeah, it's not simply a period when the body switches off. I mean, during sleep, important processes take place. For example, brain function. Sleep supports attention, concentration, learning, memory, and emotional well-being. So poor sleep can make people more vulnerable to stress, irritability, and difficulty regulating emotions. And again, physical restoration, very important. The body carries out important repair and recovery processes during sleep. And another one is immune function. Now, adequate sleep supports the body's immune system. I see a lot of teenagers constantly getting sore throats. So I always ask them about, are they getting enough sleep? Probably not. That could be one of the reasons they're more susceptible. And of course, vitamin D, I always mention that. Long-term insufficient or disrupted sleep is associated with an increased risk of, for example, heart disease. And of course, safety, tiredness can slow reaction times, impair judgment. And we do get an increase in the risk of accidents with poor sleep.
So what about timing of getting to sleep and I suppose the amount of sleep you get?
Yeah, good point. Go to bed really and wake up at roughly the same time every day. That's the suggested thing for you to do. Your body has an internal circadian rhythm or body clock. Now, keeping regular sleeping and waking times, that helps regulate this rhythm and improve sleep quality. And think about enough time for sleep. There's a bit of research suggesting 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. It's not always for everybody, but regularly sleeping too little can affect physical health, mood, mental performance, as I've suggested. And try not to shift your sleep schedule dramatically at weekends. I know a lot of people sleep much longer at weekends, and that can disrupt your body clock. It's sometimes described as social jet lag, but definitely try and keep to the same time. And obviously, what are you drinking at night? Caffeine, other stimulants, coffee, tea, energy drinks. That can obviously affect a lot of people greatly. And if you have it too late in the day, it may make it harder to fall asleep or, in fact, reduce sleep quality.
I'm sure some of us do this as well, but what about taking naps during the day? Is that good or not?
Very good point, Toby. I think really it's avoiding long or late naps. I mean, a short daytime nap can be helpful for some people, but long naps or naps late in the afternoon or evening, that can reduce sleep pressure, make it more difficult to fall asleep at bedtime. And again, getting daylight during the day, reducing bright light before bed, these are things that are exposure to daylight, particularly early in the day, that helps support this body's circadian rhythm. And we need to get that right.
And with all the recent heat waves, high temperatures, and I'm sure many of us may have trouble getting to sleep. Finally, Elizabeth, how serious is heat exhaustion and can that be related to sleep?
Yes, it can be more serious, Toby, the older you are. Age affects the body's cardiovascular capacity and efficiency in regulating temperature and sweating. Also, those with chronic conditions such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, respiratory illnesses, lots of them, that's just a few I've mentioned. Those on medication, diuretics, many people will be on furosemide as an example, or beta blockers, propranolol or atenolol, another two examples. Many more medicines can impair hydration status, sweating or blood pressure regulation. So just be more aware if the weather is very, very hot. If you're taking medication, just be aware that that can have an adverse effect on you and maybe get some advice. But maybe the hot weather has gone for a while, as you were saying, Toby, and maybe you'll be starting to think of cold nights. That'll be the next thing.
And I'm sure people will be probably hopefully getting a little bit more sleep now that it's got a little bit cooler as well. And there's always some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us off your website address where they can find your contact details.
All the W's, ElizabethRoddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.